What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled The Cold Hard Truth Why Islam Freed the Black Man. So, I'm out here in Colombia, as you guys know. I'm now in Medellin. I was in Cartagena a couple of days ago meeting with my lawyer and fucking the shit out of the Venezuelana. And now I'm here in Medellin, gonna get the restaurant up and going. I was there yesterday. It's Easter weekend here, so nobody's working. So starting Monday, we can begin the work on the restaurant. Thankfully, the guy who had the restaurant before us, he did a really good job of like having the place look really good. So all we need is to like bring in the equipment. Believe it or not, guys, most of the stuff I bought for my restaurant, I actually bought from Amazon. You know, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. If you buy stuff from Amazon in America, under $200, there's no import fees. So if you see a price on Amazon for $35 and free shipping, then you're gonna pay $35 and you're gonna get it here in Colombia a couple of days later. So I'm ordering everything off of Amazon. Like, Colombia is expensive. Like, the stuff in America that we buy for like $2-3 here is like $8-9. Like, everything in America is like doubled or even tripled in prices here by American dollars, and that's because of the high tariffs that they have. Now, those tariffs, eventually Trump is going to bring them in, and we'll probably end up being worse off than the Colombian people, but this video is not about that. Let's go back to the point of this video, why Islam freed the black man. Okay, first order of business, the slavery is still in the Quran. You can have slaves according to the Quran, okay? In fact, the Quran says if you have slaves, they have to eat the food you eat and they have to dress the way you dress. In other words, you can't treat them like animals, okay? You have to treat them with some sort of dignity in a way. You know, not a whole lot of dignity, but some sort of dignity, right? And coincidentally, this is how I'm able to have a relationship with a Venezuelana back in Cartagena. Because in Islam, she's known as Malakat al-Yamin, what your right hand possesses. You see, blacks and women have a lot of things in common, okay? A lot of women out there, they're not worthy of being wives, okay? So what are you gonna do? We ain't gonna marry a hoe, are you? No. So what can you do? You can have her as a slave from an Islamic perspective. You have to remember, she's not good enough to be a wife, okay? But you can have her as a slave. And you treat her, like my Venezuelana, you know, she eats better than I do, she dresses better than I do, but at the end of the day, she's not on the same level as a wife. Okay, you have to keep these type of women who are not worthy of being wives, you have to keep them under some sort of pressure, some sort of oppression in a way, if you want to be truthful about that, okay? Now, let's go back to black people, okay? The Prophet Muhammad, as a prophet, like any other prophet, he had visions. He can see the future. Now, when I say see the future, I'm talking about God allowing him to see the future, not whenever he feels like it, okay? So God allowed the Prophet Muhammad to see the future, and the Prophet Muhammad saw that black people are going to be a problem. Now, Islam does not say that, but here's the thing. Islam allows us to use our brain, okay? So the Prophet Muhammad, he told the Muslims to start phasing out black people as slaves, because you have to remember, during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, the slaves were black people, and the Prophet Muhammad started phasing out black people as slaves. Now, when the Arabs finally kicked out the Jews and took away women's rights, the Arabs were at the doors of Europe, not Burkina Faso. There is a reason why sub-Saharan Africa is Christian and not Muslim, because the Muslims didn't want to go into Africa because they knew black people were nothing but trouble. It was not worth it for them to go into Africa. They went into Europe, okay? Not only did they go into Europe, but they actually took slaves, white people slaves, from Europe. Look up Mamluks, M-A-M-L-U-K-S. The Mamluks were literally white boys from Russia. Coincidentally, if it wasn't for the Mamluks of Egypt, none of us would be here today. Just search Mamluks and Mongols. That's all you have to do. Just go on Google, type in Mamluks versus Mongols, and you get all the data you need, okay? So the Muslim people, as far back as the days of the Prophet Muhammad, we knew that blacks were nothing but problems and that white people were superior to us. This is why the whole point of Islam is to conquer white people. We're not here to conquer fucking Kunta Kinte in Kenya. We're not here to conquer fucking Vivek Ramaswamy in fucking India. We're here to conquer white people simply because they are better than us, okay? We just want to upgrade our inferior genetics. We want to upgrade our low SMV. We want to upgrade our low IQ. And in a way, can you like blame us? Now, fortunately for me, you know, I got white people's blood in me. So kind of like already doing me some good, you know, especially here in Colombia. Like I was walking at a mall today in, where the hell was that? What was that name? The mall was called Arcadia Mall. I remember, because I signed on to their Wi-Fi. It said Arcadia Mall. And then, of course, at the end of the night, the people cleaning the place, they had uniforms that said Arcadia Mall. I was like the tallest motherfucker in that damn mall, guys. And I'm talking about a four-story big-ass mall. Maybe I've seen one or two people taller than me in that whole damn mall, you know. So being 6'3" works in my favor. And that's again, guys, because I got white blood in me as well. So I'm a perfect example of, you know, when you take a Middle Easterner and put some white in the Middle Easterner. So with black people, guys, because we Muslims knew as far back as 620 AD, something like that. That's what, 1400 years ago? Yeah, we knew as far back as 1400 years ago that black people were a problem. This is why, A, we let the black people go as slaves, and B, we took white people as slaves later on when we got our act together by kicking out the Jews and taking away women's rights. And then going into Europe. Now, here in America, a lot of people like to give black people the benefit of a doubt, and they say, "Oh yeah, the way black people are the way they are today, they're violent, they're criminals, they're savages. It's because of welfare." No, has nothing to do with welfare. The problem with black people today, and when I say black, I'm not talking about, you know, your skin being too dark. Hell, I'm darker than most black people back in America. I'm talking about the culture, because skin color means absolutely nothing. I'm talking about the culture. Just because you're too melanated or not doesn't necessarily mean you're an ancient nigger. I mean, you take Coach Bitchpill. He's lily white and he's the biggest ancient nigger I've ever seen. He works at a call center. I'd have actually had more respect for Bitch Bill if he worked at the local truck stop sucking dick. At least I'd say, you know, he's an entrepreneur. He probably has some talent. But working at the call center, I mean, shit, that's lower than a fucking curry sale. But this video is not about tranny faggots who suck cock. Though, if he really did suck cock, he'd actually get a little bit more respect from me than working at a call center. But that's not the point of this video. So, when it comes to black people, guys, it's really more of the culture. And at the same time, it depends on the tribe you're from. Because the Bantu tribe, they're the ones that other black people in Africa didn't want. They're the ones like, hey, white boy, come here and take these niggers, you know? So, not all melanated people are violent, terrorists, criminals, and just pieces of shit, okay? Now, the reason why black people were good up until the 60s is because of Jim Crow laws, okay? Jim Crow laws basically said you can pretty much punish a black person for getting out of line in any way you see fit. You see, guys, inferior people know they're inferior and they want to be treated as inferior, okay? Now, you take the girl on Wiz, Genesis, every now and then that bitch likes to walk in front of me, you know? And when she does that, I stop and I say, Genesis! What does she do? She stops. She does a Michael Jackson moonwalk where she walks backwards because she knows that she's not allowed to walk in front of me. A proper woman will always let her man lead, okay? Women who are not that type of quality, they constantly have to be put under pressure. They constantly have to be oppressed, okay? And in a way, that's one of the reasons why I'm with her, because you know the old saying, steel sharpening steel? I mean, that girl is like a child, you know, she's fucking childish. Makes me feel like a freaking adult, you know, so beats Coach Bitch Bill having a cat, if you ask me, even though I feel sorry for that cat. Probably saw a few things and hope to God it didn't do a few things. But again, this video is not about tranny faggots or worse, people who work at call centers. So people who are of low quality, they must continuously be oppressed. They must continuously be under pressure. Otherwise, if you give them any sort of dignity, integrity, respect, or freedom, they just go haywire because they're simply not worthy of it. In fact, Islam tells us when it comes to inferior people, you know, tell them a nice word every now and then. Treat them with some sort of respect, but pat them on the head and be like, good boy, you know. Coincidentally, that's what I do with my girl Genesis when she does something good. I pat her on the head, you know. And she's good at cooking, she's good at cleaning, she's good at serving me. And quite frankly, she's also good at other things that Coach Bitch Pill doesn't do because he doesn't like girls. But again, this video is not about tranny faggots. So, when it comes to black people, guys, you gotta, again, not because your skin is too melanated. It all comes down to the culture, you know. And again, you have to remember the black people we have here in America, they're the black people that other black people in Africa didn't want, you know. So that was the black tribe, the Bantu tribe, where it was probably part of their DNA to be a bunch of ancient niggers who caused nothing but to rubble. So when it comes to black people, you gotta constantly oppress them. Here's the thing. I don't want to say you wanna constantly oppress them and punish them and beat them. It's just you gotta let them know that if you step out of line, bad things will happen to you. You know, first order of business, guys, if there weren't black people in America, it would even be, that would be the best. But if you have to have black people, well, do what the Middle Eastern. First of all, look at the Middle East, okay, guys? Middle East seldom has, there's not many black people in the Middle East. Even in North African countries, there's not that many black people in North African countries. Because again, these people knew 1400 years ago that black people are nothing but trouble. So it's better to like get rid of them. And the very few black people in the Middle East right now, Middle East, North Africa, MENA region, they're well behaved, they're integrated, none of that Ebonics bullshit. They're very well integrated into the Arab society, okay, guys? So they know that if you try to step out of line, you know, you're gonna get punished badly. You guys remember that black American woman who went to Dubai and started shouting as if she was fucking here in Chicago or Georgia? They put her ass in prison, you know. So black people in the Middle East, no, you do nigger shit, you know, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. They know that. And because of that, they're able to have a level of decorum, respect, and hopefully a little bit of classiness to go with it. Here in America, because y'all gave black people freedom, dignity, integrity, honor, shit like that, they went haywired. Okay, that's the damn problem right there, guys. Okay, so you guys out there, stop making excuses for black people. Stop saying, oh, it's welfare, that's why they are the way they are. No, it's because black people are inherently inferior. Guys, giving black people freedom is the equivalent of marrying a $2 whore from the local strip club and putting her in a Benz McMansion. She's gonna be like, wait a second, I was sucking dick behind the dumpster yesterday for a Happy Meal, and here's this guy thinking that I'm worthy of being in a mansion, driving in a car. There has to be something wrong with that person. It's the same thing with black people, okay? When you white people freed the blacks, you gave them dignity, integrity, honor, respect, they're looking at you like, what the fuck is wrong with these niggers? Don't they know that I'm a fucking savage, that I'm a fucking retard, that I'm a piece of shit, you know? So they're taking advantage of you, and quite frankly, I don't blame them, you know? Again, think about it from a girl's perspective, you know? You marry a fucking whore, she's gonna try to take advantage of you because she's gonna think that there's something wrong with you. It's like, what are you doing with a piece of shit whore, dude? That's like a fucking you problem as far as the woman is concerned, you know? And coincidentally, this is why I like the Venezuelana, because again, you know, all women are gonna try to take advantage of you in one way or another. That's just how it is. So I like saying no, you know. No is the most powerful word you can say. I need to straighten my hair, guys. I haven't straightened my hair. I'm long overdue for straightening my hair, but I got more important things to do with life, like getting this restaurant up and running, shit like that, you know. If Trump really does have the tariffs go through with China, he's gonna ruin my restaurant again. You know, you guys remember, this restaurant was supposed to be up and running in February, but because Trump ruined the US currency, you know, we lost over 10% of our currency compared to the Colombian pesos. So let's say you're gonna transfer $10,000 from America to Colombia, you know, and you, all of a sudden you lose 10% of the currency exchange, that's $1,000, boom, just taken off right there, you know. It did rebound a little recently, hence the reason why I'm here, but if America really does have tariffs going on, then the products I'm ordering from Amazon, they're gonna be expensive, you know. So it's like Trump really wants to destroy my restaurant, man. But I'm hoping I can find alternatives here in Colombia. But for some reason, you know, how hard is it to make fucking cardboards and plastic spoons and shit like that, you know? It ain't fucking rocket science, dudes, but I guess they'd rather import than do the stuff themselves, you know? It is what it is. That's not the point of this video. Tariffs and shit like that. Tariffs, if tariffs really come to America, especially a lot of tariffs against the Chinese, boy, your quality of life will be greatly degenerated if tariffs come through in America like Trump wants them to be. But going back to the point of this video, guys, is that you just can't keep making excuses for black people. You really can't make excuses for them, saying it's a welfare state, shit like that. No. These are inherently inferior people who have horrible genetics, who are... And again, we got the black people that other black people didn't want, you know? We got the worst of the black people, you know? It's kind of like getting the gypsies of, you know, the Indians, you know, the worst of Indians. Personally, I think gypsies need to be exterminated, if you ask me. It's like, you know, there's no positive thing to having gypsies around, you know. Personally, if all black people went back to Africa, that would be a big win for us, you know, in the West. And again, has nothing to do with the color of your skin. It simply comes down to the culture itself. Because we all have free will. You have free will. I have free will. Well, Coach Bishop doesn't have free will. He just does dumb shit because that's just who he is. But that's not the point of this video. But what time is it? 6, like a little bit after 2 o'clock here at night. I wasn't planning on making a video today. That's the Better Bachelor made a video, and he's talking about how he spent a week not watching the news. He felt a lot better, and then when he started watching the news again, he got upset. You know, I've been here in Colombia for over a week now, and I'm telling you guys, it's as if America doesn't exist for me. Like, if I go like this, or God goes like this, and America is wiped off the face of the map, I'm not gonna know, I'm not gonna care, you know? Like, a lot of you guys out there, you gotta travel a little bit overseas, man. Like, when you travel overseas and you actually, you know, you're not here for the pussy, you're not here for the fancy schmancy, all exclusive fucking resorts. If you're here to integrate, do business, shit like that, you're gonna totally forget fucking America. Believe it or not, guys, I have way more opportunities, way more contacts, just way more going for me here than I ever had back in America in 44 years. And I haven't even been coming to this country for, only been coming here for what, a couple of years now, and I got more going for me here in Colombia than I ever had back in America, you know? So, at the end of the day, guys, America is a sinking ship. Everything is going to go down. Best thing to do is let the Jews, the feminists, and the black people fight one another, you know. And you white people out there, you're really better off coming to Colombia, Latin America. Go to Paraguay, go to Uruguay. Paraguay, Uruguay, they have a population of like a couple of millions, yes, but it's like fucking 90% white, you know, and it's Italian white mainly, you know, so go over there, and quite frankly, find countries that you can buy Amazon products from America, but no import fees. Again, here in Colombia, you can buy Amazon products for under $200 with no import fees. Now, a lot of products like high-end computers, cell phones, food, you can't get that into the country from Amazon, you know. But hey, what's stopping you from, you know, getting your MacBook Pro into the country? That's what I did, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, if you are smart, you know where to shop, you know what to do, you can have all the luxuries you have back in America, and you can have them here in Colombia, you know. Assuming, again, Trump doesn't really go ahead to the tariffs, and especially the tariffs against the Chinese, that really will fuck our shit up. So, in conclusion, guys, Islam was smart enough 1400 years ago to know that black people are gonna be a problem. That's why the Prophet Muhammad phased them out, and slavery it's still permissible to have slaves. In fact, a lot of women out there are going to be slaves. Just because they're slaves doesn't mean you get to beat them, whip them, do bad stuff to them. They gotta eat the food you eat. They gotta dress in the clothes you dress in. In other words, you can't treat slaves badly, okay? Just understand that these are not the type of people who can be given the same freedoms. These cannot be the same people. These people who are slaves, like most women out there, because they're low quality, and most black people out there, you can treat them with some sort of dignity, but you really can't give them too much respect or freedom, because they're gonna be like, what the fuck is wrong with these idiots? Don't they know that I'm like low quality woman? I'm a low quality person, you know. Let me take advantage of them. And that's exactly what black people are doing. Black people are taking advantage of white people because white people are treating these inferior people with respect and giving them freedom, when in reality they're not worthy of the aforementioned, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, you gotta understand this and understand this good, okay? Most people out there, you know, especially women and blacks, you cannot treat them with too much respect, and you cannot give them freedom or give them too much rope to play with. And it's really better to avoid such people in the beginning. Fortunately for me, my girl actually does have a good Catholic upbringing. That's like her saving grace. She doesn't have any tattoos or anything like that. She's not Miss Venezuela by any stretch of the imagination, and you know, she's definitely not the type of girl that you can take onto a classy meeting or anything like that. Kind of like a snack. She's kind of like a snack for me, you know. I mean, I'll hang around with her. Why not? She cooks, she cleans, she keeps my balls empty. Like, really, what more can you guys ask for? Like, she's not gonna be like my main girl, that's it for the rest of my life. She knows I have other hoes, you know? As long as she cooks, cleans, serves me and keeps my balls empty, I'll keep her around. You know, why not? I got nothing to lose. Like what, $300 a month? How, in America, you go out on a date for $300, you'd be lucky if the bitch even fucking says thanks, you know? So, at the end of the day, guys, you cannot treat all people the same, okay? Anyway, guys, I'm about ready to fall asleep any second now. So, I'll see you in the next one. Peace.